Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rav Yehoni Maras Shichyu, schus nechagedo bas Maras Rachel Esther. Chol etzecha etzeh b'chol nem ve'lea. Chavit fege bas b'chol tis basia b'chol nem ve'lea. And chanegedo bas Eliza and Naomi Eliza. Bracha v'atzecha b'chol ma'aseh yadeh for shleima. And the Rav Avram Yosef ben Chana, Sir Leah Bas Rivka, for Shalem B'Sar Shechol Yisrael, and Le'Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Rav Shmuel, Rav Shmuel Pinchas ben Rav Yaakov Tzvi, Rav Alexander Zisha ben Rav Yosef. We're going to be learning about the Inyan of Menuchas HaNefesh, based on a vad given by the great Gaon and Tzaddik Chaim Friedland is at Zatzal, based on a mimer of the Alter Mikelm. The Menuchas HaNefesh that we all strive for, I hope, is not a menucha, a resting of not doing, of inaction. But Adarabba, when a person's involved in menucha, there's a siyach yuvit. There's positive action here as well. When a person's free from tirdus, from troubles, takes advantage of the menucha to focus completely on the task at hand that he has in the present. Simcha Zissel writes, "Ve'ein pizur kepizur hanefesh, ve'ein menucha." There is no scattering like the scattering of the soul, of the psyche, and there is no rest like the rest of the soul. The greatest pizur of a person is not when his money and his rechush is in many places. He has a building here, house there, this stock, that stock, that also can cause pizur hanefesh. But the Iker Pizur HaNefesh, that's also a Pizur when he's scattered around. And it can cause Pizur HaNefesh. But the Iker of Pizur HaNefesh is when a person is Mevulbal. He's not focused. And he wastes a lot of energy. And he lacks calm. And he can't fulfill his job as he should. True menucha is menuchas hanefesh and not menuchas haguf. It says, Rav Simcha Zissel, V'lo l'chinam kasva harishayinim v'noach matzachayin, b'shvil shay ish menucha matzachayin. Since Noach was an ish menucha, a man of rest, he found favor. Hashem's eyes, Noach, lashon menucha, Osios Chain, backwards Noach Chain. It says, Vayikra Shmo Noach Lemor Zeyin Achameinu Mimaaseinu Mitzvun Yadeinu. He called his name Noach, saying that he will console us from our work, our actions, and the toiling of our hands. A person's name represents his essence. Yuma 83b, Rav Meir Haidaik Bishma. So L'chora, Noach should have been called Menachem. Yimitzei Yenachameinu Mima'aseinu. Why wasn't his name Menachem? Or something like that. Ein Rashi Bebreishis Heichov Tes. Rashi there writes, Zeyin achameinu, yaniach mimenos itzvon yadeinu, at shelo ba noach, vayelem klem achreisha vuhechi lem, vayis aretz motziya koitzim medardarim, kishizorim chitim mekelos vushalodim arishayim. May noach nocha. Noach is, will console us because now the earth is able, he made clay machreisha, things to plow fields. מזהו ינחמנו. ואם לא תפרשהו כך, אין טעם הלשן. נופל על השם. ואתה צריך לקרוא שמו מנחם. So Rashi explains, "Meinoch nocha." So that's what it means, "Yinachameinu." "Yinachameinu" is because it rests. It's not because it consoles. It's because now the earth is resting. Not Lashon being Menachem, then his name would be Menachem. Lashon Noach, because now the earth has Nechama, the earth has Noach, Nacha. So Noach is Al Shem Koach HaMenucha. He gave the earth Noach, and he himself was Noach. Noach Matzachain Beinei Hashem. Therefore he was safe in the Chet of the Dor HaMabul. Chet Dor HaMabul is Kefi Shekasev Atim Leretz Chamas, Unkelus. The world was filled with snatchers. They would steal because they weren't happy with what they have. They didn't have menuchas hanefesh. They had bilbul hadas, and therefore they stole. Noach was an ish menucha because he was sameach b'chelko. He wasn't tarred b'machshavos, what he didn't have. He was merukas b'machshavosef. What his spiritual purpose was. And therefore the Tevas Noach was a place of calmness amidst the storm of the Mabul. Veishlanu levayer, says the Simcha Zissel, Erech shebemidas menucha kolu kol ha-shlemus. That it's only through menucha you can get to shlemus. Chazal say about Shabbos, Mayel amchaser menucha. The Bria was finished, but there was one thing lacking in the Bria. Menucha. When Shabbos came, Menucha came. Ramuzal hay Reb Meir Omer Gadol Shalom Shenit La Tzadikim. Shalom is great, it was given to the Tzadikim. Gadol HaShalom, etc. Manam and Rishayim was taken away from Rishayim. Manam Zeh Opili. Bishlevi came to the Tzaddikim also a Godel and Shalom Shapir. Mashal Nita and the Rishayim. Mazem Moifes al Gadlutzo Shel Shalom. Bechimi Kevin Shir Rishayim Hema. Kama Tanak Tanim Rein Litin Lem. Chazal say that Shalom is great. It was given to the Tzaddikim and denied from the Rishayim. So why don't the Rishayim deserve a small gift of Shalom? Hine kvar biyarnu sha Shalom hi menucha. Shalom is rest. And that is the purpose, the highest level of Oneg. Menucha is Shlemus. And Shalom obviously is Shlemus. That's what the word means. Shalom comes from the word Shalom. So, Menucha Shleimus, because that's the Shleimus of Briyas HaOlam. What perfected the world was Menucha. So what's the Shleimus of Menucha? That everybody is fulfilling their purpose and not getting involved in other people's tasks. Everyone has their own job. Hamasho Pachad Imot is in Eov 25b, 25.2. Oise Shalom Bimroim of Chazal Darshan. Hamashal ze Michael, Pachat ze Gavriel, Michael men Amayim, Gavriel men Ha'ish. We have Michael, we have Gavriel. Michael is water, Gavriel is fire, these are angels. Michael is mercy, Gavriel is din. Ben oimdim lifnei Ashchina. And they are standing before the Shechina. They don't harm each other, even though they have different essences. That's God making peace in above. That's the pasuk there in Yov. Explains the Me'aral. That זה מהר"ל, כי השלום הוא כאשר כל אחד ואחד עומד מבלי שיכנס אחד על גבול האחר. כמו שבעולם האמצעי, שכל אחד ואחד עומד במשמרתו, וכאשר כל אחד במשמרתו הוא השלום. Shalom means everybody is fulfilling their own tasks. You're not doing other person's task. You do the other guy's task. You think about the other person. You're jealous, envious. Causes bilbul, causes a lack of menucha, lack of shalom. And that's what the Medrash means. Im tirtza ladas goydol ma'ilas ha-shalom, simcha zisal, haynu menucha sa-nefesh re'ei, ki ha-kadosh baruch hu kilel ha-rashoyim b'ein shalom lahem. B'fada hi klal ha-shem l'malim, the biggest curse, he took away shalom from them. Rashem ke-yom nigras, it says in Isaiah 57. Ki ha-shket lo yuchal, v'yigasu me'mav refesh, v'tit they have no peace. Ein shalom amar l'kal ha-rashoyim. Rashoyim have no peace. Because they're tamid b'sar v'zaf, em nuchal lahem midechi yaldechi. They go from one thing to another. They have chemdes mammon, they have chemdes taivus, they have chemdes zima, they have chemdes kovet. They just go from one bad midah to the next. So they have no shalom. You see famous people, successful people, quote unquote. Do they have any shalom in their lives? Do they have any menucha? Next to them. Even when a person's, such people dream, they can't even rest in their dreams, they have bad dreams. This is his einesh in this world. He has pizur anefesh. So that's what he's getting in this world. Imagine what he's getting in the next world. Menuchas ha-nefesh v'ein oneg l'mali imenu b'olam hazeh v'ein elam ha-bein yadei ha-kama. Menuchas ha-nefesh is the biggest gift in this world. The biggest gift. And people who are zocha to that, the tzaddikim, have menuchas ha-nefesh in this world and the next. Says Varashem Kiyam Nigras. Rush is like a, it's like the sea. Kiyam Nigras. Ki hashket lo yuchal. Ve yigrishu meima v'refesh v'tit. Wicked are like the troubled sea which cannot rest, whose waters toss up mire and mud. The Navi is magdir, what a rasha is. Lack of menuchas hanefesh. If we think about it, we'll see that a lack of menuchas hanefesh is a reason for rishus, for evil. And it's also an outcome of evil. Somebody doesn't have menuchas ha-nefesh. He has no internal content. He has no internal life. So he's always living bebilbul hadas. So he's always trying to think what he can get. Sil sisharim perik beis. Einish nicham al ra'osu leimur ma'asisi. Kol ha-shav mimurutzasu kesus shaitiv ba'melchoma. They have no time to think. They have no time to relax. Always be bilbul adas and pizur nefesh. And therefore they never fix themselves because they're always busy with something else. With some other, trying to get more money, trying to fulfill another taiva. So because he has no menuchas ha-nefesh, he's not misbainin, he doesn't think about what the purpose of life is. So lack of menuchas ha-nefesh causes rishus. And then when he's involved in rishus, he can't have menuchas ha-nefesh. Because again, there's always another taiva, there's always another beautiful woman, another restaurant, more money, constant advertisements, buy this, buy that, causes a tremendous bilbul in a person. But on the other hand, menuchas hanefesh is a sibul latov v'toytzav. A person is menucha, and it brings him to do good. And when he does good, it also brings him menucha. V'yigrishu meim of refesh v'tit, says in the verse in Isaiah. His waters toss up mire and mud. It's all the bad midas. A person's bishalva, it's like a cup. You have bad stuff in the bottom of a cup of a drink. So it just sits there. As long as it's calm, it sits at the bottom. So people have bad midas, it just sits there. But the moment they lose their menuchas hanefesh, it all comes to the fore. In Shalom Amar Elokai L'Rashaim, Rashaim have no Shalom. It's the opposite of a Rasha. Ve'echtov l'cha b'ktzara divrei Yerushalmi. אמר רבי אבא בר ממל, אילו היה מי שימנה מי, הייתי מתיר המלאכה. If somebody would vote with me, this is brought in the Rabbeinu Chananel. Moed cut in Daf Yud Gimel. If somebody would vote with me, I'd be matir melacha in Chol HaMoed. Even in Pashtus Divrei HaGemara, it's matchman that Chol HaMoed is also melacha mei HaTorah. Aber Gidre HaMelachas HaAsuros, So Rabbi Abba Bar Mema wants to be matir the Baalei Melacha l'avod b'chol ha'moed. In other words, the Torah asur melacha, and the Chacham determine what melachas are mutar, what are asur. But it's min haTorah. Rabbi Abba Bar Mema wants to be matir. Why? Klum asur melacha b'chol ha'moed, elu shu oichlin b'shoisim. You gain b'Torah, so part of the day eating and drinking, part of the day learning Torah. In other words, instead of learning, they're involved in poichazim. Poichazim ilashon reikim upoichazim, this emptiness. Behilus, they have this lack of calm. Vayikadai b'shvil zeh lahatir melacha doi raisa. Yicholamoy doi raisa hi. Rak nimsar lachachamim kefi daitam. בשביל ימים מועטים של חלמו את חושש של הישראג על פיזור הנפש. ובי כדאי, בימטר מלאכת הרייסה, just to prevent people from פיזור הנפש, because once you have פיזור הנפש, it extends beyond ינטף. That's the danger. ולזה רואים מהקסובס, אפילו הכניס לו 100 שפחוס, כיפה לעשות בצמר שבתו לה מביא על ידי זימה. Even if he has 100 שפחוס, still his wife has to do work. Because batala brings to zima, can't just sit and do nothing. And that's the chshash, and chalamoid, if there's nothing to do, so it brings to pizur ha-nefesh, then all of a sudden, people are involved in poichazim, in this emptiness. In pizur ke pizur hanefesh, vein menucha ke menuchas hanefesh. It has to be in the soul. Scattered soul and a scattered menucha is a scattered soul, and pizur is a scattered soul. That's the highest level of pizur. And the highest level of menucha is the menucha of the soul. Yine kemata ein ishi yamolik mimachalas habihilus. People have behilus, meaning they're not at peace, they're not at rest. They're always in a million places, in a million, all at the same time. And there's no Yishuv Hadas. This is being written 100 years ago. In that area. Imagine today. much pizur hadas there is that people have these machines that every single second they're in touch with the whole world. Hundreds of emails come in every day from many people, and they're constantly getting WhatsApps. Billions of WhatsApps are sent every single day. Billions. And notifications and advertisements nonstop. So that's something that we have to work on. And the whole world was based on Noach. This midah of resting, of calm, of peace. Shabbos is tachlis ma'aseh b'reishis. Purpose of all of creation is menucha. Menuchas Shabbos, which is menucha. It's menuchas haguf and menuchas hanefesh. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rebuilding the world, it's predicated on this Menucha Noach. The earth can rest better. Chazal says another medrash that the earth wasn't producing properly, and then when Noach came, the earth started behaving better. That's Noach. Noach is supposed to bring to Menucha. And the opposite is the Rishayim, Vayisham ki yam nigrash. They're like a stormy sea, never have peace. Hashket lo yucha. So Noach is the contrast to that. And that's this week's parasha. So we really have to be mischazik in that midah. Finding Menucha sanefesh. Maybe putting away the phone for her from time to time. Having peace and quiet, sitting with ourselves, going to a quiet place, going away from technology for a little while. We have Shabbos, but a lot of times even Shabbos is pizur hanefesh. Going here, going there, going to this kiddush, to that kiddush, speaking to a million people. It's kedai sometimes to go inwards, find that internal menuchas hanefesh. We have a lot more to talk about. It's Hashem, but neither we hopefully will continue. Friedlander in particular was mizakas with numerous vadim, what they call the yeshivas vadim, these informal shiurim and the union of menuchas hanefesh. So it's definitely, I think, something our generation needs more than ever in history, in the hands of millions of people who are suffering from anxiety, other problems, other emotional imbalances. So they could definitely use chizuk in this area. Bein Yehudi, bein lo Yehudi, bein ish, bein isha, bein mevugar, bein katan. Every human being be helped by this. So it's Hashem. Hopefully, talk about it more. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.